Yes, welcome back to Morning Glory. A little bit later, we've got Sound Advice with Jack Johns. But coming off Apocalypse Now, we're going to do most accurate and inaccurate war films. Now, yesterday I spoke to a friend who served in Afghanistan, and he gave me his opinion because, you know, stating the obvious, I've never experienced war. But yeah, but he...
Super League?
Yes, well, yeah, true, yes. True, I'll take that back. Most realistic, he said of all the ones he'd seen, Platoon, Oliver Stone's film Platoon, that he believed, and he'd spoke to Vietnam vets at the time, and they found it the most accurate.
Obviously, Oliver Stone, being a Vietnam vet himself, and was very autobiographical.
Yeah.
So,
Liam, what about yourself, mate?
For me, I think Saving Private Ryan is one of not only the best, but that storming of Normandy scene was so accurate, apparently, that a lot of veterans couldn't watch it at the start of the movie because it triggered so many flashbacks for them. And it's such a great opening, but it's so brutal.
I caught this one recently again. I don't know if this is a war film, but I classify it as a war
Rambo?
Film.
Rambo? No.
The Killing Fields.
Oh, yeah.
About Cambodia.
That was tough.
Yeah, and I watched the start, because you know how it's like, you know, there's two sides to it, obviously, the start. Mate, that is a brilliant film.
Yeah,
God, it's good.
There's a lot to be said, like films that almost cross into that war genre, like The Year of Living Dangerously with Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Indonesia. That's a beauty as well. What about you, Webby?
Well, just the two recent ones, 1917 and Dunkirk. 1917 with that single shot, like that just took you into the trenches. That was amazing. I'll tell you another one. This wasn't so much war. It was war related. Balbo. Remember that?
Oh yeah, about Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, but with Anthony LaPaglia about the Roger East, the Australian journo who goes into East Timor.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was the iconic journalist, war correspondent.
In search of the other Australian journalist who got assassinated in it.
Yes.
That's closer to home.
Fellow who I know very well was on that trip.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was an amazing Australian movie.
Mate, I'm cheating a bit.
Balbo.
I'm cheating a bit because it's a documentary, but you must watch a documentary called Restrepo.
Yep.
It is incredible. It's obviously not a movie. It's a documentary about some, people away at war, and it is one of the best insights I've personally ever seen. And it just shows you like how it seems like a lot of war is just about waiting, just sitting around waiting, and then you know these huge moments of violence and life-threatening situations. So Restrepo for me is right.
And
up
what war is that one?
Afghanistan.
Well, and the director of that was killed in Libya.
Wow.
Yeah, Shrapnel.
Oh, right.
The other one, talking about docos, Michael Ware's doco, Only the Dead, which he went to the Iraq War with a handycam and shot it. How like, there's a certain scene where an Afghan soldier is shot, and I don't know how or why the American soldiers let him film what he did, but it won a lot of awards. It's hardcore. I tell you what, Gallipoli. Right, we overlooked that sometime. That is a great movie.
The ending of that movie.
Oh, that is rough.
It's those gut wrenching thing.
Oh, and last one I'm going to nominate, Enemy at the Gates.
Yes.
Which was the Germans invading Russia and Jude Law playing that young Russian sniper, which I think is a great movie. Righto, Liam, lead off the most inaccurate, and God, there's a lot.
Okay, I'm going to start with one that you guys are probably thinking of as well. Michael Bay's Pearl Harbor.
Oh, which that is the...
like.
Is that with Alec Baldwin?
And Ben Affleck.
And Josh Harnett?
Yes.
And the death scene at the end of him, he's like literally shivering going, I'm so cold.
Mate, terrible. There's three men that I can't imagine in war. Alec Baldwin, Josh Harnett, and Ben Affleck. Yeah. What about Chuck Norris and Missing in Action?
Top of my list.
Oh, sorry.
Top of my list.
Oh, Stole Your Thunder. Missing in Action 1, 2, and 3.
1, 2, and 3. Oh. Yes.
What about Tropic Thunder?
That's a classic.
This is a controversial one. Zero Dark 30.
I love that movie too.
It was fascinating, but it really divided opinion
yes.
about whether the whole portrayal that one, that the CIA used torture techniques, and secondly, that they used torture techniques that actually allowed them to find bin Laden. So the accuracy of it is hugely disputed.
300, Sparta versus the Persians.
That's a true story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Six-pack central.
I'm looking at the giant lizards and dinosaurs that the Persians are riding. And my last nomination, Nicolas Cage in Wind Talkers. It's called the most inaccurate war film of all time. Lost $110 million.
Nicolas Cage in an inaccurate war film.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Who would have thought? Any else in your list?
Mate, I've got one that I think is accurate, but a lot of people say it's inaccurate, and that's where Rambo 3 in Afghanistan.
That's where it gets the Mujahideen at the time.
Yeah, fighting with the Mujahideen. Yeah.
The latest, I'll tell you what was crook, was really crook, was the last... Rambo film.
What, the fifth one? Or the
The fourth one
was bad. The fifth one was
It was
bad.
Really bad. People don't have an appetite for that sort of film anymore. Any other nominations, Liam?
Oh, I've got... There's one that came out in 2000. I watched it maybe a few years ago. It's called U571. It stars Matthew McConaughey and John Bon Jovi. It's about a US submarine crew who try to steal a German U-boat. And apparently it was so... inaccurate that it was damned by the UK Parliament, and Tony Blair actually called it out and said it was an insult to the Royal Navy.
good soundtrack though.
Of course, if you do want the good submarine movie, the film Das Boot.
Oh yeah,
the German one.
Yeah, that's up there.
Very, very good.
Liam, mate, we will see you up at Magic Round. Go well.
Thanks, guys. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, there we go. Liam Alexander there. After the break, sorry, Ben.
He's helping us out tomorrow. He's at the pub with us all day.
Is he really?
Young Liam, yes.
He will see things that he's never seen before.
We will be corrupting him all day.
Hopefully we'll never see again. Take a break after the break. We're going to have a discussion about South Sydney a little bit later. Sound advice.